Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
On American by Design. The number here is 646-478-5284. And for those in California, I'll take it slower. 646-478-5284. You can catch me on Parler, Bing Fisher. You can catch me on MeWe, Bing Fisher. You can also catch me over at bitemeinthebasement.com. It's a website we run, and I'm all over the place. I mean, I'm out there. I'm bad. I'm nationwide. And you're listening to us on Conservative Nation Media, Conservative Nation Radio, actually. And we're defending the Constitution, babies. Now, you won't hear Muselix, you know, ads here and all that kind of stuff. We get down dirty. We talk about the issues that are going on in politics, particularly in our lives. And we also talk about things that don't have to, don't have anything to do with, are you getting enough fiber in your diet? Are you getting, you know, I mean, the world's too small to be talking about stuff like that, seriously. But I wanted to discuss how leftists, the leftists includes the Democratic Party, in my opinion. They use their favorite weapons to basically disarm us intellectually and spiritually. It's guilt. And fear. Guilt and fear. That is the Democratic Communist Party agenda at the moment. That could change. But they are mimicking communism in China. They're mimicking whatever they can do to force you to succumb to their whims, their elitists. They're power brokers. These are the people your parents told you to fear when you grew up. And they're doing it right now. They've been doing it for a long time. They scared the blacks from voting during Jim Crow. They scared the blacks from riding buses and other things, public institutions like schools and museums and so on, they could not go, or they had, separate restrooms, separate water fountains. I remember that. The Democratic Party was the party of Jim Crow. It wasn't the Republicans. It was the Democratic Party. But guilt and fear is what they want you to soak into your head. Guilt. If you're white, you've got to be guilty. You're racist. You're racist. If you're white, if you're rich, you're a racist. How did you make that money? You didn't make that money. Remember Obama saying, the government did that. The government built that. And they scare you with COVID. You don't wear your mask. You're unpatriotic in some aspect. Where the hell did that come from? I don't wear a mask. Why should I wear a mask? I practice what I want to do. It's called the Constitution. It's called my First Amendment. It's called my Fifth Amendment. It's called my Second Amendment. And all the other ones. You're not telling me what to do. Get a flu shot. Joe Biden's got a flu shot. What the frick is he still doing wearing a mask? Because they lied to you. The lapdog media, lockstep behind Joe Biden, is lying to you. The flu shot was never meant to be a cure for COVID. Y'all get that? Was never meant to be a cure. All it does is tries to mitigate the spikes off of the DNA from the COVID virus so that it doesn't embed into your lungs and so you don't get so sick as other people. That's all it does. If the COVID virus vaccine was 100, and look, Johnson & Johnson, all these other, Moderna, all these other companies never ever said that it would cure it. It's like a flu shot you get for everything every year. It doesn't cure it. It just mitigates it. It makes it to the point where maybe you don't have to go to the hospital and be put on a intubator. That's all it does. And yet Fauci, with his ultimate wisdom, this wizard of science, junk science, that knows nothing of science, keep saying something different. Now he's a media star. He's political. He's gone nationwide. But it's fear and it's guilt. And that's what runs the Democratic Party. That's what runs communist China. The people fear the government, so they stay in line. The people are guilty of who they are, so they stay in line because they don't want to be called a name like racist or white supremacist or whatever it might be. And the media, this is the ultimate whore of society, is the current media today, the ultimate whore, because they will go where the money is. And the money obviously is going to them via the Democratic Party and the liberals, just liberals in general. A sad, sad lot of people They hate themselves. They hate everything else. They hate this country. They want to transform this country into something different. I say defend the Constitution, not tear it apart. There's nothing wrong with it. When you read every single bill, every single article in the Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta, in the Constitution itself, there's nothing wrong with it. It protects people. It protects you and me from, guess what, the government, because that's why it was made. It was made because we were under a tyrannical rule by the British. And the Founding Fathers had the foresight to know that we can't be ruled if we are to become a perfect union, not a democratic society, which is mob rule, but a perfect union. But the Democrats, they just want to keep telling lies, keep spreading hate, and make you feel guilty for being you. If you don't want to hang out with a certain party, they'll call you homophobic. They'll call you racist. They'll call you whatever. They'll get you fired from your job. They'll dox you. They'll come after you. It's about time people stood up against these commies, which is what they are. This is what these people are fascists and commies. They want to dictate to you what you should do with your life according to them. Not what you want to do, but what they want you to do. We here at Conservative Nation Media don't play that game. We don't fall into that policy or that doctrine. We're our own voices. We're our own opinions. We are what you maybe want to be, but we are our own. We're not going to be ruled. We're not going to be schooled. We're not going to be fooled. We're not going to be told. We're not going to be messed with by guilt and fear, which is what the Democratic Party and the liberals in the Democratic Party want to do. They want to control. They want power. It's been this way for years, many years. They want power. And of course, on the other side, I have to agree that the Republicans want power too. But we don't want to sit there and enslave people to get it. I mean, if they can tell you with a straight face that the states that are enforcing their election laws are equal to Jim Crow 2.0, then they've taken you to their world when they themselves were the party of Jim Crow. The Democrats were. The party of Jim Crow was the Democrats. The party of slavery was the Democrats. I don't understand why black people, why minorities still follow this party, why lesbians, gays, and so on still follow this party of enslavement. If you believe you're guilty or you're fearful, then you might as well be in the same boat as them. Pathetic losers. That's what they are. And they want to force it down everybody else's throat. They want to make you a pathetic loser just like them. How quaint. They want you to be a loser just like them. But they want the control. They want the ultimate control of you so they can dictate to you your life, not theirs. They're hypocrites. They have police protection, but they want to defund the police. And they hate everything. Just listen.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. Even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, thank you, Maxine and Madonna. You're going to blow up the White House. Go for it. Well, actually, go ahead and do it now. Go ahead and do it now. Why wait? Evil, evil people. They got nothing on their minds. They got nothing else to do with their time rather than to spread guilt, fear, lies, and made themselves of the hypocrites. You got Tim Scott. You know, he's has a rebuttal for what used to be the State of the Union, but it was more like a presser with Joe Biden, this frail, feeble old man sitting out there that lets, you know, kisses the hands of kings and tyrants and so on. And he gets out there and says a speech, and he's got Kamala toe, and he's got Nancy behind him. And he's out there with a mask on after he got vaccinated. So is Kamala, so is Nancy. You know they've all been hit up with the shot, the Trump shot, I call it. They won't give any kind of kudos to him to get this done with Operation Warp Speed? No. But they're sitting there with a mask. Okay, so why is it? Why is it? I'm scratching my head. Can you hear it scratching? I'm scratching my head going, okay, so you got the shot. So why are you still wearing a mask? Huh? Hello? Why are you still wearing a mask if you got the shot? You're supposed to be protected. Now, see, that's what the media and everybody else does not want to tell you. You are not protected. And you don't have to get the shot. I'm not getting the shot. I can't get the shot. I can't get vaxxed. I've got a medical issue that will not allow me to get vaxxed. But am I going to be put on a list? Do I have to fear these people that tell me that I'm unpatriotic if I don't get it? Why are we vaccinating school kids against this? Why? Why are we not retaliating against China? Why are we sitting there cozying up to them? The most murderous regime in this world is China. More than the Nazis. They make the Nazis and Stalin and Russia look like choir boys. Millions, hundreds of millions of people murdered at the hands of communist China. And we still do business with them. I try not to buy anything Chinese that I can. I hope y'all do too. Buy American. At least you know where it comes from, or most of it comes from anyways. But yeah, that's leftist hate. That's the Democrat Party at work. I tried to compile a hate-filled or audio of Republicans and conservatives that think like the Democrats, like the audio I just played for you. I tried to compile it. I can't even find anything. Maybe y'all know something. Send it to me. I don't know. I can't find it. But I can find tons of hate-filled, fear-mongering, guilt video and audio of Democrats and leftists. It's okay. When Obama had kids in these little cells and cages, it's not when Trump was. Why is that? It's hypocritical. But they want you to fear everything. I mean, I don't know. Hell, they could dox me tomorrow. I don't really care. I could give a rat's ass if they do. This ain't my first rodeo, and I've dealt with these people before. Black Lives Matter, communist, terrorist organization. Antifa, communist, terrorist organization. They're not anti-fascists. They are fascists. How many riots? How many protests? Oh, no, it's, I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn. It's not riots or protests. They're demonstrations. They're free speech movements that end up as riots. But see, we can't call them riots because then us white people would be saying, well, we're racist because we're calling them riots because they're like burning and looting things and hurting people. That's okay. That's First Amendment rights in action. They control the narrative right now. We have to switch it back to us. God-loving, country-loving, constitutional conservatives that believe in family, that believe in our own rights, our First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment rights, that we believe in that we believe in our founding fathers, had a vision for this country that was good and great. And did it involve hatred or worrying about skin color? I'm not racist. I don't care who I hang out with. And I hang out with a lot of people. I'm not gender biased or whatever the hell they want to call me. Like I said, I hang out with a lot of people of different genders, of different flavors, of different lifestyles and so on. I don't fault them for it. But I do fault this guilt trip. It's getting really old and it's getting massively exponential since Biden took office, because now the nuts are running the farm. The nuts are running the loony bin. Where we go from here has to be up. It can't be any worse.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number 5, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Thank you, Liz Wheeler. That's always a very good uptake, because it kind of sets your mind to what's going on in this country. And what's going on in this country is that socialism, which turns into communism, it always does, it never ends right, but it's taken over. These people, these millennials, why, I said I think last week, why do you think that the president or the so-called president, I don't even call him the president, just some, well, he's somebody up there, some feeble old cranium guy. But he wants everybody to have a college education. Why? Because they can indoctrinate you there. See, that college and the schools and so on, the teachers' unions, which I hate, by the way, they are perpetrators of socialist-type doctrine. That's all they preach. They preach it day in and day out. They don't, no, there's no teacher. What teachers out there anymore? I mean, there might be some, I don't know, but they're very few and far between that actually teach history correctly, that actually teach mathematics correctly, that actually teach social issues correctly. Like I said, there's a lot of Democrats out there they do not know that their own party was the party of slavery at one time. They were. Look it up. Well, you might not be able to look it up on YouTube or Google because they're all controlled by the same algorithm. But getting back to Senator Tim Scott, I mean, he came out with his rebuttal, and what do they call him on Twitter? Uncle Tim, which is a racial slur to Uncle Tom, which means basically, for those not in the know, that Uncle Tom was a character, and he was, they were labeled Uncle Toms back in the day, in the slavery day, because they sided with conservatives. They sided with the right. They sided with what was right in this country, not what was wrong, not what was disparaging. They sided with freedom. They sided with the Constitution. When the Democrats were sitting there purporting that they be segregated, that remember Wallace at the high school? Does anybody, you know, even look at history anymore? And look at when he stopped blacks from coming to school. No, it's about fear. It's about fear. And hatred, really. I should have included that. But It's also about guilt. Guilt, fear instills hatred. It creates it. And that's what they want. They do want divide and conquer is what they want. To divide us as a nation. How many people out there are actually feel guilty about, I don't know, being white, being somewhat successful? If you feel guilty about that, you've got a problem. Don't let them force their problem on you, because it's control. It's about power. It's about money. It's about greed. It's pretty much all about almost the seven deadly sins in the Bible. It's about almost every one of them. These are sick people. And I'm serious. They're sick. They raided Rudy Giuliani's home and his office to get what? Everything but Hunter Biden's hard drive. Everything but. They're still on this fanatical craze to get Trump on something. I don't know what. There's people saying, hey, do you think Rudy's going to give it up? I'm like, give what up? He's done nothing wrong. How can you give up something when you've done nothing wrong? He offered him the Hunter Biden hard drives. FBI didn't want it. The FBI raided Giuliani because it's political. The Justice Department now is politicized, just like the FDA, just like the FAA, which I have to deal with, just like every other governmental agency out there. It's politicized. You don't agree with us? We will shoot you. We will come after you. We will target you. We will dox you. We will make your life miserable. That's how these people operate. That's how they operate. But it's all right for them to sit there and talk their leftist hate you know, about shooting the president, about blowing up the White House, about doing all this stuff. That's all right for them, but it's not all right for us to voice our First Amendment right to free speech. Now, it's not about anything other than guilt and fear. And I'll throw hatred in there too, as a topping, because it boils down to all of it. It boils down to they want you to feel guilty. They want you to be fearful of them. They want you to feel guilty of each other. They want hatred to be instilled in you so that you hate the other side, so that you hate other people. Then they take over, just like communist China. And it's been that way, and it's been that way for a long time. But it's gotten a lot worse.
Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. Right. This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, The Snake. It's called The Snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Poor thing," she cried, "I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you." The border. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman," sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died." She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. "I have saved you," cried the woman. "And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in."
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a bunch of snakes out there. There was that one out there in the garden today when I was out there. Planted another 30 carrots, by the way, so I got 60. 90 is my goal. Anyways, yeah, the snake, the Democrats, and guilt and fear. And I think a lot of people are getting tired of it. I think a lot of people are getting real tired of it. I mean, we're spending money hands over fist via executive fiat. Executive fiat is where we're spending this money. $4 trillion, $16 trillion. It doesn't matter. We'll just keep tracking or tacking the trillions up there. And who's going to pay for it? Your kids. It's not going to be the rich millionaires. It's not going to be the top 3% that pay 90% of the taxes anyways. It's not going to be them. It's going to be your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, for God's sakes. It's going to be all of them. They will pay the brunt of this. And it's not only with their money. They'll pay for it with their lives, with the borders wide open now. Wide open. Thousands crossing daily. How many drunk drivers are killing people? It's been noted before anyways. Hundreds, thousand a year. 1,000 a year get killed by illegals. But we can't call them illegals because, see, they instill the fear factor to you or the guilt thing. No, they're hardworking. No, they're not. They're illegals. They crossed our borders illegally. They invaded our house illegally. They're not migrants. They're not immigrants. They are illegals. They are criminals. Might I say it? Yes, I can. Because it's my show. They're criminals that across the border, invading our towns, invading our cities, spreading God knows what diseases they got. There's a lot of them that are MS-13. There's a lot of them that are terrorists. We don't know. We don't know. Instead of Kamala Toes, Harris going down to the border, she goes to Canada, for God's sakes. How many people we got sneaking in from the border on Canada? That's a hotbed up there, dude. Hotbed up there. Hello, Vietnam. Hello, Cambodia. Hello, Laos. These people got their priorities screwed up. The priority should be the American people first, not the Mexicans, not the Hondurans, not people from the South America. Should be people from this hemisphere anyways. Should be people from North America. In the meantime, like I said, their guilt and fear just keeps going. You got masks, mandates that are still out there. You got states like Florida, Texas, Tennessee here too. We're open for business in Tennessee where I'm at. We're open. And we got low COVID cases. You got 60% increase in COVID cases from people that got the vaccine. Can you believe that? 60% increase because they lied to you. They sent you a false narrative. They faked you. They said basically that if you got the vaccine, you weren't going to get get COVID. That's a lie. All it does is help mitigate the causes for it. If you want to get the shot, go ahead and get the shot. I don't give a damn. If you don't want to get the shot, don't. You have to assess your own personal risks. You have to do an assessment on that. and say, okay, you know, do I have some mitigating problems here that I need to maybe get the vaccine? If you don't follow their junk science. It's the same junk science like global warming. It's the same exact thing. These people have no clue what they're talking about, but they bring up talking heads that say they do. There is no science behind global warming. There is no consensus of scientists that believe it. They might say that, but it's not true. They could come up with a bunch of lemmings from either side, really, to say whatever they want. But look around you. What's for real and what's not, Neo? What's for real and what's not? You want the green pill or you want the red pill? Or blue pill, maybe it was. I forget. I slept since then. But the whole basis of the Democratic Party is fear. Still fear in the people, and the people will eventually follow, especially when you couple that with guilt. When you couple it with guilt, then people go, wow, I'm white. I feel guilty. And I should fear the government because they're going to, you know, proclaim me as being some kind of white supremacist, which is what they do. They just label people racist, white supremacist, far left, far right winger, whatever it might be. When they themselves are the purveyors of hate, the purveyors of guilt, the purveyors of fear. They want you to be scared. They want you to feel guilty. And they want you to hate each other. That's what makes their America. Doesn't make mine. We'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
Crazy talk.
top.
No, Patrick, mayonnaise is not an instrument. Horseradish is not an instrument either.
If your parents got to meet a real dummy, they'd realize what a genius you really are.
But don't genius live in a lamp?
Crazy talk, crazy talk, crazy, 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 crazy talk, crazy talk, crazy, 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 crazy talk.
Oh yeah, crazy talk indeed. And we're getting a lot of it from the left. And it just, it's unreal. I mean, it's like, where are these people coming from? The space cadet? You know, or something. I mean, you know, they're out there. They're way out there. You know, you got Kamala blames illegal immigration on GBLT violence. You know, that somehow this is all interrelated. It's unbelievable where they come up with some of these things. And a lot of it's the press. I know the press is just, you know, writing stories, whatever, you know, suits their deal, you know, they just keep writing them and so on. And people are looking at it going, this is idiotic. Everybody that I come in contact with pretty much knows that these people are nuts. They're absolutely nuts. And they're scary nuts. I mean, they are out there so far to the left now that I know Democrats to say they just don't even want to admit that they're Democrats anymore. Hopefully they'll change parties. I don't care if they go to independent. That's fine. Just get out of the Democratic Party. Stop funding them. Stop supporting them. Stop watching their shows. Joe Bayar. God, I can't stand that woman. But she keeps coming up with, Ziggy's once in a while, you know, where she tries to intimidate somebody. But calling a senator Uncle Tim, to me, is a racial term. Racial slang or whatever. It's a hit job. It's a hit job. And that's where they instill the fear and the guilt and the hatred. They have nothing else to rely on. They can't run on anything to do with the party. They can't run on a ticket other than an old man. And a woman that's not even really black, but they purported her to be black. They can't run on any kind of foundation because they have none. They are bankrupt as individuals. They are bankrupt as a party. They are bankrupt. They're void. They have no sort of decency among them to talk civil. No, they can't do that. To speak the truth without misleading, without lies, they can't do that. That's against their narrative. It's against what they stand for, which isn't much, really. They stand for the destruction of this country. They stand for the destruction of the Constitution. They don't care to defend it. They don't care to defend our cops. They don't care to defend our police departments. They don't care to do anything other than to wreak havoc. It's like scorched earth to them while they're in power. they're going to get as much as they can. I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of the filibuster. And there's only a couple senators up there that are actually Joe Manchin one and I forget the other one. They're actually doing anything to stop that, which I find surprising, but Joe Manchin, he goes either way. But they will eventually get what they want. And it's up to us. I went out and looked, just a side note, just a little side note. Went out just to find some 22 rounds the other day. Nowhere. Nowhere to be found. And I started talking to people, and I know people in different places. And everybody was saying, well, it's the military buying the rounds up, the gun rounds. It's not the military. It's that you've got 8 million people that have went out and bought guns, new guns. You've got 2 million hunters out there, extra, that have went out and spent money on rifles and so on. They cannot keep up with the pace. And that's why ammo is so damn expensive or hard to find or non-existent. I did not know that. It's not the military buying it. It's the new gun owners. When you think about that, what is making these people go out and buy guns? Because they're fearful of the government. That's why. They're not going out there other than the hunters. The hunters go out there to buy guns because they want to hunt things. The people that are buying guns for self-protection are fearful of the government. They're fearful of their local city politicians and their cities in general, their counties, their states. You got states out there. You got still fires burning in Portland, Seattle, Washington. They're still burning. Man, I pity anybody that lives anywhere near any of these places, Detroit, Oregon. I mean, it's just, it's unreal that they let this go on. And the same people like Maxine Waters, the same people like San Fran, the same people like Chuck Schumer, and the same people like, just take your pick. The same people that get elected, they live in a district that is heavily Democratic, are the same people that are running the show. And the same people that are running the show are the same people that are spreading fear, hate, guilt amongst the population. It's time the American people take a look at who they are electing and converse with others. Say, look, who are you voting for? Why are you voting for that idiot? Or that woman? Been in politics for 30 years, 40 years. Why are you voting for them again when they haven't done anything for you? Nothing. Same with Black Lives Matter. I'll bring them up again, terrorist organizations. Haven't done anything for black people, nothing, except instill guilt and hate and fear. Fear to cops. Take your pick. Fear this, fear this, fear that. Feel guilty because you're this. Feel guilty because you're that. God made everybody. If you're born black, it's God's will. If you're born white, it's God's will. If you're born Asian, it's God's will. It's the way it is. Get over it. Get over the hate. Get over the guilt. Get over the fear. You're listening to American by Design. Thank you. And you're also on Conservative Nation Media. And check out some of our other shows that we offer here. Some great shows. Check them out. But you're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. And We are going to go hit the sack. Good night, all. God bless. By Design and Conservative Nation Media, and remember, defend the Constitution. Don't feel guilty and don't be afraid. We'll be back. Good night, y'all. God bless.